محترم دوستوں بزرگوں، رمضان کی یہ عصر کی نماز آخری نماز تھی، ابھی ایک گھنٹہ باقی ہے وقت ختم ہونے کے لیے۔ تمام حضرات سے گزارش ہے کہ دل دل میں اللہ سے استغفار بھی کرتے رہے، نیت کرے اللہ پاک جو یہ بات ہم سن رہے ہیں نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی بتائی ہوئی باتوں کے بعد مطابق زندگی گزارنے کے ہمیں توفیق نصیب فرمائے۔ آنے والی رات بہت قیمتی رات ہے، دس کمنگ نائٹ از اے ویری پاورفل نائٹ، دا ٹو نائٹ از اے ویری پاورفل نائٹ۔ دا حدیث از کوٹڈ بائی امام ابن ماجہ رحمہ اللہ، علامہ ہیثمی رحمہ اللہ ان اس کتاب المجمع الزوائد، عبادہ ابن الصامت رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ فرماتے ہیں کہ آپ نے فرمایا جو عید کی راتوں کو عبادت سے بھر دیں، دوز ہو ورشپ stay awake at least for Isha Salah and thereafter some Namaz or some Yasin Sharif and Surah Mulk and so some paras from the Quran and get up for Tahajjud time, make ibadat, us din uska dil yani qiyamah ke din jis din logon ke dil murda honge iska dil zinda rahega, on the day of qiyamah the people's heart will be death, fear of Allah and fear of the day of resurrection, fear of qiyamah. The heart is death. On that day, the person who stay awake this night, at least Maghrib, Isha and Fajr Namaz with Jama'ah, at least minimum, Maghrib, Isha and Fajr Namaz with Jama'ah, and some portion of the Quran, like a few surahs, Yasin Sharif, Surah Kahf, Surah Dukhan, 25th Para, Surah Rahman, few surahs, Surah Waqiyah, after Maghrib you can read, and also very important, to do zikrullah and istighfar at least 10-15 minutes before tahajjud time end, like a sehri end, like sehri ending half past 4 for example, or 4:25, so wake up like at least 4 o'clock and reach your tahajjud inshallah. Subhanallah, is an amazing reward. That person will, his heart is alive on the day of qiyamah. Bahut zyada sawab iska. Khalid bin Ma'dan rahmatullah, he was a great scholar of hadith and he was a great wali of Allah. He says, saal mein 5 raatein aisi hai jo usme sawab ki niyat se aur yaqeen ke sath ibadat karega, Allah usko jannat mein dakhil karega. There are 5 nights a year. If a person stay awake or at least get up for tahajjud and make intention like an 100% like fully faith in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that I will get Jannat, so definitely Allah will grant him Jannat. That's number one. Rajab ka pehla din, the first day, first night of Rajab. The second one, the night of Idul Fitr, and the night of Idul Bakra Eid, that's two night. And Ashura, the 10 Muharram night, and 15 Shaban. Mention this in At-Targhib wa At-Tarhib, the hadith, and also Sunnah Kubra, Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah mentioned this. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullah ne likha hai, saal mein 4 raaton ki ibadat ko lazim pakro. Hold fast the 4 nights ibadat. Usme khuda ki rahmat mutawajjih ho jati hai. Allah's rahmat always descend on that person. Number one, Rajab ki pehli shab. It's just lots of virtues for first night of Rajab. And 15 Shaban. And Eid and Bakr Eid. This. Allama Sha'rani, Allahu Akbar, his kitab Kashful Gumma, mentioned, Eden ki raat mein zikr aur ibadat par aadmi karta rahe, to Allah usko kisi ka mohtaj nahi banata hai. Kisi ka mohtaj nahi banayega. Isliye, بہتر یہی ہے کہ اس رات میں خوب عبادت کرے. اینڈ دین ٹمورو آفٹر فجر سلا گو ہوم باث. یو کین باث بیفور فجر اور یو کین باث آفٹر فجر. دا عید باث آفٹر فجر اینڈ ریڈ ٹو رکعت نفل نماز ٹو رکعت کم فور ٹو رکعت نماز عید نماز. دیر از نو اشراق آن عید ڈے. دیر از نو اشراق عید ڈے. دیر از نو اشراق. نو اینی نماز بیفور عید نماز. No any namaz before, after Eid namaz. After Eid namaz, not before Eid namaz. No namaz, only Eid namaz. Why? We coming here to thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That's why the other days you can see the Jummas, first khutbah, then two rakat. But Eid day, as Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi said, amazing, subhanallah. He says, first namaz, because the person is waiting to thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So first he want to go in sajda and thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then khutbah. Allahu Akbar. He is thanking Allah, you gave me tawfiq and ability to perform to namaz and to give me tawfiq to fast in the month of Ramadan. Ramadan mein roza rakhne ki mujhe tawfiq mili hai. Subhanallah. Isliye is din mein Mujahid rahmatullah ne farmate hain ke Eid ke din Bakraid mein ghusl karna ye mustahab hai. Sharmaniya hamari fiqh ki kitab mein likha hai. Number 2. Eid ga yani masjid ki taraf, when you come to perform Eid namaz, so Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned, jis raaste se idgah Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam jaate the, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to come like from this way. When he finished namaz, he used to go home from another way. So he was changing his way. What was the reason behind? Why he was changing the way, coming time and going time? He was coming time to masjid or to idgah from different way, and when he was going to home from different way. There's three reasons mentioned here. Dono raston ke fakiron ki madad kar de. Idhar raste mein fakir ho to unki bhi madad kar de, aur is raste mein fakir ho to he want to support the poor people who standing in the both different two streets. That's why he used to come from one street and used to go from different street. The second reason mentioned, sila rahmi ho jaye, he go from this street to, when he come to idgah, he make salam with everybody and come to masjid. When he go back after Eid namaz, salam alaikum, walaikum salam, he's going another way. Meaning to fulfill the sila rahmi and relationship with sahaba ikram, subhanallah. And the third mention, that dono raste aapki barkat se musharraf ho jaye. Is raste se bhi jaye, wo rasta bhi barkat wala ho jaye. Is raste Allah ke nabi chale jahan. Sahaba kehte, we used to smell the fragrance and we used to say that definitely Nabi sasam passed from here. Hamare ustad kehte the, ye mushk aur ambar Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to put some time on his body. Said mushk aur ambar bhi rashk karta hoga ke mujhe Allah ke nabi ki khushbu ke saath milaya gaya hai. The mushk ambar is nothing. The ambar and mushk and fragrance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why it is sunnat ye hai ke jaane aur aane mein do mukhtalif raaste ikhtiyar kare. Umdatul Qari mein likha hai aur Maariful Quran mein Mufti Shafi sahab ne likha hai ke jamhoor ulama isko mustahab kehte hain, ek raaste se aana dusre raaste se jana. Agarche baaz logon ne yun kaha Allah ke nabi imamul anbiya the to shayad ek raaste se, ye to badshahon ke liye hai कि उनको डर होता है इधर से जाएंगे वापस जाऊंगा कुछ हो जाएगा, तो बादशाहों के लिए इमामुल अंबिया के लिए कोई डर नहीं, वो तो नबी थे. सुभान अल्लाह. वल्लाहु यासिमुक मिनन नास. सो अल्लाह के नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम का असल में सहाबाए किराम के साथ मुलाकात और लोगों के साथ सलाम. दैट्स व्हाई यू कैन सी मेंशन इन एंड ऑफ मरासिल अबू दाऊद. अबू दाऊद शरीफ के एंड में एक छोटा सा रिसाला है, इट्स कॉल्ड मरासिल अबू दाऊद. इन द रिसाला इमाम अबू दाऊद मेंशन देयर वर नाइन मस्जिद इन द टाइम ऑफ रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. नाइन मस्जिद. हाउ मेनी? नाइन मस्जिद. Small this tribe masjid, that tribe masjid, that tribe masjid. But women and men and the sahaba, they used to come walking from far to perform tahajjud namaz in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? They want to get blessing and barakah of fajr salah behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because sometimes they want to listen some guftagu, some nasiya, something what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say after fajr. So they want to get more barakah. That's why you used to walk from so far, men and women, in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were not going. There's not in the hadith that they were going in a masjid, those masjid. No, never. They used to come to Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even the woman used to go in Bakra Eid time or Eid time to Idgah.
The woman who parked and would not park, both of them. Why the woman are going who not park, who not reading namaz? Just to listen the bayan and nasiha of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's important things. Important. So mention here, Bakr Eid, we have to make ghusl, wear mashallah, nice clothes. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to have a special clothes for Eid day, Yemeni chadar. Yemeni chadar, might you have to see, the Arab people wear the scarf inside the white and the red. You know, it's lal dhari dar chadar. Here, white, but inside is a white line. Like a scarf, you have seen the Arab people, they wear, you know, the red, and inside the white lines. That type of chadar, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is called Yemeni lal dhari dar chadar. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to put. When Sahabi Abdullah Masood radiallahu anhu said, I came out from my house on 14 moon. I was looking at the moon and looking at the Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Who's more shining? Who's more shining? I was looking, and at the end I have to decide, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam face more shining than 14 moon. And look at when he used to wear the nice clothes and used to come for Eid Salah, subhanallah, walking with the Sahaba Ikram, coming towards the masjid, Allahu Akbar. So us din mein achhe kapde pehne, achhe kapde. If you don't have, then you must wash it nicely, iron it, and come to masjid, wear the nice clothes. Also put some fragrance. Mention here, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to put fragrance on Eid day, Jummah day. Not to come in a masjid and ask everybody, give me some attar bhai. Give me some attar bhai. No, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is the important thing. So we must buy something is sunnat. We must buy our own. Not the paraffin one, nice one. You know, some are like it's very, very, you know, strong. Nice one, nice one. When you put on your body, mashallah, oud, nice musk. No, put on the body, rose, when you put on your body, and then subhanallah, you come towards the masjid, first have from 3-4 khajur, 3 odd number khajur, 3 khajur, 5 khajur. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to eat sweet before he used to come to masjid. Bakr Eid, he was not eating anything. Why? There's namaz early, and then straight away, slaughtering animal. Not like us, you take, next day you get your meat. No. Straight away they slaughter, and they don't make like a biryani like us. It takes 2-3 hours to make a biryani or make a meat. It's too simple. They cut, they clean it, and straight away they made a barbecue and they start eating all together. Very simple. Within half an hour, 45 minutes, 1 hour, it's ready. SubhanAllah. So you have seen maybe the other people, they make so quick, you know. So that in Eid day, normal Eid day, used to eat khajur. And Bakr Eid day, he was not eating anything and coming to masjid, because Bakr Eid finished and straight away he used to eat the meat. And that's the thing, that we have to eat meat on Bakr Eid day. Is Eid mein khajur kha ke aana hai. Kyun? Taaki we can say, I'm not fasting today. I'm eating and going to house of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And khajur also make a person more strong also. Eat few khajur and come to masjid. While you're reading, eat day inside your heart. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi. While you're walking, when you walk, you can read so many times. Why? Because on the street of every street of Bradford, you will see. Not only Bradford, the whole world. I'm just giving you example. Every street of the Bradford, you can see the angel is standing from the time of Tahajjud. And they're telling you, go in masjid, go in the masjid. Allah is waiting for you to give you reward. That's called, this night is called Laylatul Jaiza. Laylatul Jaiza. The night of reward. That we fast the whole month. We listen the Quran, we perform Taraweeh. Now Jaiza. Jaiza meaning, now you're getting reward. Allah is sharing. Allah. That's what the angel says, hurry up towards the house of Allah, towards the Eidgah. Allah is waiting for you. Once you finish your Eid namaz, you're going back to your house, the entire sins are forgiven. This is a reward given from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala on an Eid day. And thereafter you come in the masjid, put your right foot. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma abtahli abwaab rahmat. So come early in the masjid, come early and read that takbirat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha. No other zikr. This is a zikr, Eid day. This is a zikr. Allahu Akbar, Allah. No ishraq. Remember, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, with the heart like, oh, jhum jata admi. I'm going to calling Allah is a great, Allah is a great, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. When a person say like this, Allah love the person. He says, meri kibriyai bayan kar raha hai, meri izzat ki kasam, meri jalal ki kasam, meri uluwe shan ki kasam, meri kibriyai. Allah mentioned the five kasam. Today I'm going to forgive you. He mentioned five. Allah doesn't need to take kasam. But he said, meri izzat ki kasam, meri jalal ki kasam, meri uluwe shan ki kasam, meri kibriyai ki kasam, aaj main tumhe maaf kar dunga. He's taking the kasam upon kasam, kasam. Alhamdulillah. Then he come in the masjid, sit. No talking, carry on the zikrullah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. Then listen the khutbah. Then get ready for namaz. We're going to do it for our Eid namaz. And after Eid namaz, we listen the khutbah. And then you go home. This is a very important that some sunnah we have to do this, practice this sunnah, inshallah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala amal malki tawfiq nasib farma. We're going to talk some important thing about salam now. Salam, greeting is might you didn't hear the reward. Amazing. Allahu Akbar. That's what Allah said in the Quran. وَإِذَا حُيِّيْتُمْ بِتَحَيَّةٍ فَعَيُّوْ بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَوْا. جب تم کو کوئی سلام کرے تو اس کو بہتر جواب دو. Assalamu alaikum. Say, وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَتُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. If Allah said in the Quran, somebody makes salam to you, you must give him better answer. Allahu Akbar. Mentioning that in the Quran Kareem, in Surah An-Nisa, ayat number 76. One more thing. Hadith of Tabrani. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala sallam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne farmaya, aap jisne ek din mein 20 martaba salam kiya, chahe jamaat ko, chahe akele akele aadmi ko, us din uska intikal ho gaya, to us par jannat wajib hai. Just a day, you made 20 people salam. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullah. Subah mein, dopahar mein, sham mein. If you made 20 times, Assalamu alaikum warahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum warahmatullah, 20 times a day, agar us din uski maut aa gayi, Allahu Akbar, jannat lazim hai uske. Because Allah said himself, salam karo, achhi tarah salam karo, aur ek salam ka jawab do. Baaz amal hai, some actions are very easy, very very easy, very easy to practice, lekin uska sawab bahut hai. That's why sahaba ikram used to go market to make salam. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullah, assalamu alaikum warahmatullah. Baaz sahaba bazar se guzarte the sirf salam ke liye. Ek sahabi Abdullah ibn Umar apne khadim ko lekar gaye market mein. Abdullah ibn Umar idhar market se dakhil hue. Assalamu alaikum sabko bechne wale. Assalamu alaikum. Nikal gaye. Dusre din, teesre din khadim pooch raha, hazrat kuch khareedte to nahi hai, you're not buying anything, you're just making salam. فرمایا یہی تو ہے, میں صرف سلام کے لیے آتا ہوں. I'm just coming to make salam because میں نے نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے سنا. Mention this. اللہ اکبر. سلام سے کیا ملے گا؟ درجہ بلند ہو جائے گا. Allah will grant us the person who make first salam, Allah will give him the high rank. That's why in the hadith of Tirmizi and Abu Dawud Sharif, Abu Umama radiyallahu ta'ala farmate hain, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam farmaya, salam mein pehal kare, wo logon mein behtar hai. The best person who always makes salam first. Don't wait for others to make salam to me. Make salam. Salam alaikum. You see that Muslim who you know, who you don't know. Make salam. You know a Muslim? Salam alaikum. Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah barakatuh. That's salam. We have to make. Allahu Akbar. Usse kya hoga? In between, aapas mein muhabbat badi badhegi, muhabbat bhi badhegi. Jaise Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne farmaya, sabse achhi baat farmaya, Ghalib bin Qattan farmate hain, mujhe mere walid ne huzur pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke paas bheja, My father sent me to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jaa unke paas, salam pesh karo. Give him my salam. Father used to send a son. Maybe he was sick. He was poorly or something. He can't walk. He used to send his son, go give my salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then one sahabi, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came. Knocked the door. He didn't open. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. He didn't open. First time. Then he said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. He didn't open. Then third time, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. He didn't open. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam started going back to his house. Quickly he opened the door. Why didn't open the door? Say, Rasulullah, I want your dua. I want your dua. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhanallah. How sahaba, they were waiting for dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, ya Rahman, ya Rahim. Farmaya, main aapke paas gaya aur salam pesh kiya. If somebody tells you, bhai, give my salam to your dad. Give my salam. So how are you going to answer? Are you going to tell him, okay. Alayka wa ala abika salam. Alayka wa ala abika salam. Tujh par bhi aur tere baap par bhi salam. O wa ala so and so salam. O alayka wa alayhi salam. Alayka wa alayhi salam. Tum par aur un par dono par meri taraf se salam. This is the best way to answer. Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala said, Jibreel salatu wassalam tashreef laye, aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke paas Hazrat Khadija radhiyallahu anha baithi hui thi. Khadijatul Kubra, the beloved wife, was sitting next to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jibreel sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne kaha, Allah Hazrat Khadija ko salam keh rahe hain. Allah send a salam for the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hadith is quoted in Imam Nisa'i rahimahullah. Subhanallah. Khadija ka kya azim martaba hoga رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کہ خدا کی جانب سے اللہ کی طرف سے سلام. The salam is coming from Allah to خریجت الکبرہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ. اللہ اکبر. So whenever you come in a majlis, make salam. When you get السلام علیکم ورحمت اللہ, I'm going, make salam. جاتے بھی سلام, اٹھتے بھی سلام کرنا چاہیے. سلام کا ثواب بہت زیادہ ہے. If you say السلام علیکم 10 نیکیز, السلام علیکم 10 نیکیز, ورحمتاللہ 20 نیکیز, وبرکاتہ 30 نیکیز. Just make one salam, you get 30 نیکیز. And if a pious person, you made salam to some pious person and he answered you, وعلیکم السلام ورحمتاللہ وبرکاتہ, so other side you will get the dua of the pious person also. وعلیکم السلام, that may Allah bring the peace upon you and mercy of Allah upon you. And wabarakatuh, blessing of Allah upon you. Allahu Akbar. Salam ka sawab. As if you make shortest salam, short reward. The longest salam, you get 30 nekis. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Even though there's some hadith, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu wa maghfiratuhu wa ridwanuhu wa tayyibuhu. There are words mentioned in hadith also, but ulama said the hadith is da'if. But best way, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And also it's better to make salam to children. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi. Salamu alaykum. The children are innocent. If they said wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah, the dua will accept. We do, because salam is the name of Allah, with the name of Allah, and the boy, the child is giving you. That's why our ustad used to say, whenever difficulty used to come in his life, he says, I used to call the few children, and he says, chalo, come on, harutao, I'm going to say dua, you're going to say ameen. The children were saying ameen. Straight away he says, my work will get it done. Because children are innocent, they do accept. In our house, the small children, not mature, the small children, make them sit and say, make dua for dada, for abba, for mom who's sick, make dua. So they'll make dua. Tell them, come here. You know Surah Fatiha? Read Alhamdul Sharif. Blow on abba, blow on ammi, blow on sister, blow on brother. The small children, they read with the innocent tongue. Allah will accept, and Allah ta'ala grant the shifas also. This is the way Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to go in the children, used to sit down, used to come make dua for me. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to sit with the children, used to tell them to make dua for me. Who was Abu Huraira? Allahu Akbar. We don't even ask them, salamu alaykum. The children are just playing. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to make salam to children. Hadith. Anas radiallahu ta'ala said, in Bukhari Shaykh. Hadith in Bukhari, hadith in Muslim. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, bachon ke paas se guzarte, to unko pyar se salam karte the. Allahu Akbar. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned a special chapter, taslim ala sibyan, bachon ko salam karne ka chapter banaya unhone. Bukhari Sharif mein aur Muslim Sharif mein bhi hai. Hafiz Ibn Hajar rahmatullahi alayhi farmate hain, kitna hai isse insaan ka takabbur khatam hota hai. When you make salam to your children, children, how can I make salam to children? They must make salam to me. I am something. No, you make salam, the takabbur will go away and you will get the du'as of the children. Non-Muslim, if somebody see, how are you going to do? Abu Huraira farmate hain, Yahud aur Nasara ko salam mein tum pehal na karo. Don't talk. If they make salam to you, then what you do? Just say, Yahdikumullah. Allah grants you diet. What you say, answer? Not wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. If some non-Muslim makes salam to you, so what you going to say? Ji? Yahdikumullah. Allah give you hidayat. Allah give you hidayat of Islam. That's dua you must give. If so many people are sitting here and I make salam, one person's answer is enough. Everybody don't have to say wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. If everybody said, no problem. But if one person said, no problem at all also. And nowadays, you know that? This is the Yehudi salam. This is Christian salam. Mentioned here. Amr ibn Shu'ayb radiyallahu ta'ala ki riwayat mein aapne farmaya, jo hamare ghair ki mushabihat ikhtiyar kare wo humme se nahi. Those who do whatever they doing, non-Muslim, do same thing. He is not from my ummah. Allah save us. Today. And there's the Christians showing up. Allahu Akbar. Yahud aur Nasara ki mushabihat mat ikhtiyar karo. Ahle Yahud ka salam ungaliyon se ishara se hai. Ungaliyon se ishara hai. Nasara ka salam hatheli se hai. Ye farmate hain, mention in Tirmidhi Sharif. Ye to shayad pehli baar suna hoga aap logon ne. To ise ehtiyat kare. Salam keh do ya phir salam alaikum. Dur hai salam alaikum. Khalas. Samajh mein aa rahi hai? Ye cheez hai. Important things I want to say today about musafaha. After salam, jab do musalman ek dusre se mile to wo aapas mein assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh, both of them they greeting each other, what you call that musafa, right? Before they separate the hand, Allah forgive the entire sins. You know that you don't know the virtues of the believers, by momin ka darja we don't know. Bara ibn Azim radiyallahu ta'ala hadith, Imam Bayhaqi rahimahullah mention. Farmaya, jo shakhs zawal se pehle char rakat parega, four rakats before zawal, I explain you. Chast namaz. Zawal se pehle char rakat parega. I used to wake up every day at the car. Bhai utho, chast par lo, shab-e qadar le lo. Says, those who perform four rakats before zawal, he will get the reward of shab-e qadar, like he performed namaz in shab-e qadar. Like he performed namaz in shab-e qadar. Aur musalman, jab musafaha karte hain, to unka koi guna baki nahi rehta. Allah forgive the entire past sins, minor sins. Guna jhar jate hain. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki riwayat, Huzaifa bin Yaman farmate hain, momin jab dusre momin se salam karta hai, phir musafaha kar, ek haath se musafaha nahi, aisa nahi hai. Not like that. Two hands. The Sahabi gave one hand, Nabi Sassan gave two hands. Teach the children also. Give me another hand also. Put like this. You know? Two hands. Sunnah is from two hands, not one hand. Remember. Remember always. Farmaya, ek mu'min, dusre mu'min ko salam kare. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Uske baad, musahaba kare. Uske guna aise jhadte hain, jaise darakht ke patte jhad jate hain. Just that the leaves, the dry leaves on the tree, when they greet each other, how their leaves fall. Similarly, our gunas fall down. Deletes. Abu Huraira, radiallahu ta'ala's hadith, farmaya, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki mulaqat, جب حضرت حذیفہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ سے ہوئی, آپ نے مصافحہ کا ارادہ کیا, وہ ہٹ گئے, وہ ہٹ گئے اور کہا میں حالت جنابت میں ہوں. اللہ کے نبی نے ہاتھ دیا ایسا, انہوں نے ہاتھ لے لیا, because he was in a state of جنابت, not پاک, تو ہاتھ کو ہٹا لیا. آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرمایا, تو ابو نے کیا کیا, چپ چپ سے پاک گئے گھر پر اور غسل کیا جلدی جلدی اور آئے. اللہ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرمایا کیا ہوا, کہاں بھاگ گئے تھے؟ فرمایا اللہ کے نبی میں جنوبی تھا, I was not پاک, I went home to my غسل. اللہ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرمایا کوئی حرج نہیں ہے, جنابت ہاتھ میں نہیں ہے, جنابت ہاتھ میں نہیں ہے. مسلمان جب اپنے بھائی سے مصافحہ کرتا ہے تو اس کے گناہ ایسے جھڑتے ہیں جیسے درخت سے پتے جھڑتے ہیں. اللہ اکبر. Now, tomorrow Eid day you will go home. What do are you going to give? جی, تقبل اللہ منا ومنکم, تقبل اللہ منا ومنکم. It's in the حدیث. تقبل اللہ منا, the Sahaba used to say this word. تقبل اللہ منا ومنکم. Very good. In Arabic you must learn certain things. تقبل اللہ منا. Allah Ta'ala, whatever we have done in the month of Ramadan, Allah accept for me and for you. صالح الاعمال من جس تقبل الله منا ومنكم, that word mentioned in sahaba. So بچوں سے بھی مصافحہ کرنا چاہیے. The small children make salam with them. لیکن before you greet you have to make salam also. That's why if someone makes salam like one sahabi came and he didn't make salam, Allah gave him send him back, go there and take permission, when I give you permission then you make salam and come inside. Understand? We must teach like this to our children also. So when somebody just come to you, the so-and-so person calling you, go back. Take permission to come inside. We have to teach our younger children also. Don't come every time in mother's and parents' room also. Teach them. Allah said openly in Surah An-Nur, there is three times. Must tell them not to enter. If you want to enter, you knock the door. Knock the door. Must teach them. Allah said in the Quran, there is three times. That you don't tell them because they are small, they don't know. Tell them 5 years, 7 years, 8 years. Because this is the time you come, you knock door, don't just come away. Can I come inside? Tell to teach. When you come, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Like this, must teach the children also. So musafaha se pehle salam hona chahiye. So salam, the musafaha only complete when the person makes salam. If there is no salam, just like this, the musafaha is incomplete. Very important to understand that kya hota hai with the musafaha. Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha says Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned farishte sawar hujjaj se musafaha karte hain aur paidal walon se muanaka karte hain. Those hujjaj jo they are riding in the car, in the bus nowadays, those time on the camel is to go to perform hajj, Mina, Arafat. So angels musafaha, angels greet them like this. And those who walking, doing walking hajj, the angel, what you call that?
Hug.
Preferred language, you know. Hug. Hug. Okay. This is a phone grid ki tarah hai na. Hug. Mujhe bhi samajh mein der lagti hai thori na. Because ye to nahi language hai mere liye. So ye hai, to hug each other, that's called from angels, subhanallah, to each and every hujjaz. Ab question arises here, every time hugging, zuhr time hugging, asr time hugging. Remember in the hadith, Anas radiallahu ta'ala says, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam farmaya, jab kabhi mulaqat ho, to musafaha kar lo. اور جب سفر سے واپس آوے تو حق کر لو. یا ملا ہے آپ نے 10 دن 15 دن 20 دن کے بعد, بہت لانگ ٹائم کے بعد ملا ہے, ذرا معانقہ کر لو. ٹھیک ہے, اصل تو یہی ہے, مصافحہ سے محبت بڑھتی ہے. When you greet each other, so love increase between two people, subhanallah. Mentioned by Hazrat Hasan radiyallahu ta'ala, Hasan bin Ali, ملاقات کے وقت مصافحہ اور گفتگو سے 100 رحمتیں اترتی ہیں. ابو ہریرہ اللہ فرماتے ہیں کہ جو آدمی, نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرمایا مسلمان جب ملاقات کرتا ہے, مصافحہ کرتا ہے ایک دوسرے سے, کیسے ہو, ہو آر یو اوکے,
You are right. Kaise ho? Say Alhamdulillah. Farmaya, Allah Ta'ala un dono ke darmiyan 100 rahmati utarta hai. Kitni? 100 rahmat. Allah descend on both of them. On both of them. Just to ask each other. Lekin, hadith remember. Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, just finish ending now. Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala farmate hai, aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam farmaya, jab do musalman mulaqat karte hain aur ek dusre se salam karte hain to unme sabse zyada Allah ko wo mehboob hai jo apne saathi se muskura kar milta hai. Smile, not plastic smile, not plastic smile like gores, they give you plastic smile, not the real smile. The moment's a real smile, that's also sadaqah. If you greet someone salam, salam alaikum rahmatullah, salam alaikum, smiling from the mouth, kya hoga? Farma phir jab dono musafa karte hain, smiling make salam and greeting each other, Allah un par 100 rahmat utarta hai. Pehel karne wala, the person who went first, he got 90, and the person second, who got 10. 90 the person, why? Pehel karne se takabur khatam hota hai. तकबर खत्म होता है भाई. ये तकबर तो चीज आज मैं क्यों मिलने जाऊं, वो मुझे मिलने आए, वो ऐसा है, वो ऐसा है, वो ऐसा है, वो मुझसे छोटा है, मैं क्यों मिलूं उसे. ये तकबर है. दिस ऑल साइन ऑफ तकबर एंड प्राइड. सो रिमूव दिस तकबर, गो फर्स्ट, मेक सलाम. व्हाई यू डिप्राइव योरसेल्फ फ्रॉम द 90 रहमत ऑफ अल्लाह तबाराक व तआला. अल्लाह की रहमत से अपने आप को क्यों महरूम करता है, आज उससे गाफिल है. हाथ अलग हो जाने से पहले ही मगफिरत हो जाती है. Allahu Akbar. So, but best way, I just was reading Sabit Bunani Rahmatullah, he mentioned the hadith of Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu. Our Kabirin used to put some fragrance on the hand before they greet big Akabirin. They used to put fragrance. Khushbu. Khushbu lagate. Kabhi lagaya aapne? Agate, what's up? Khalas. Khushbu. Allah ke Nabi ko khushbu bahut mehboob thi. Bahut mehboob thi. खुशबू आप लगा के देख लो, आपके दिमाग खुल जाएगा. यू सी योरसेल्फ, इट्स सुन्ना एंड सुन्ना ऑफ ऑल द अंबिया अलैहि सलाम. दिस थ्री सुन्ना ऑफ ऑल द अंबिया, अमंग देम इज खुशबू आल्सो. समझ में बात आ रही है? खुशबू पावरफुल. और रुखसत के वक्त भी मुसाफा कर ले. अब नाउ यू लिविंग, अस्सलाम वालेकुम, आई एम गोइंग, मेक दुआ फॉर मी. दिस इज द इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग्स आई मेंशन टू यू अबाउट दुआ. About Bakr Eid, Bakr Eid, बहुत याद आ रही है, गोश याद आ रहा है. Eid, and Salam, and Muanaka. बहुत सॉरी हूँ अगर मैंने पूरा महीना कुछ आपको ऐसी कोई बात कह दी हो जो आपके दिल पर चोट लगी हो, खराब लगी हो, माफ़ कीजिए. लेकिन मैं पूरी कोशिश करता हूँ कि अल्लाह के नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की बात सुनाऊँ आपको, ताकि मेरी जिंदगी में एटलीस्ट लिटल बट कम इन माई लाइफ द सर्टन थिंग्स वी नेवर हर्ड बिफोर. Our life just passed like this. Alhamdulillah. Allah ka shukr ehsan hai. Allah ka shukr ehsan hai. Ke Allah paak hum se deen ka kaam lete hai. Aap se sunne ka kaam lete hai. Hum se kehlwane ka kaam lete hai. Allah ikhlas nasib farmaye. Allah ikhlas nasib farmaye. Mutakifin log to aaj to mashallah end kar rahe hai. Maghrib mein. To un logon ke liye khas dua farmaye. Allah ta'ala unki 10 din ko qabul farmaye. Unki Quran tilawat. Dekha mashallah youngsters. Khulde Quran, Quran, Quran. Mashallah zikrullah. So make dua for them, especially for youngsters. Make dua for them. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept the itikaf, accept the Quran recitation, accept the du'as, accept the ibadats. And may Allah give us tawfiq also to do this ibadat, which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do, the itikaf for 10 years in Madinah Munawwara. He used to sit, he was more busier than me and you. He was more busier than me and you. He used to sit every year, 10 days in i'tikaf. Subhanallah. He used to do so much work outside the Dawat of Tabligh and many other works, because the Masjid Nabi was a center for everything, for all the works. Subhanallah. But here, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam still used to sit for 10 days in Masjid Nabi. Subhanallah. So make intention from today. If Allah give me long life, I'm going to sit also for next year 10 days, inshallah. Slowly,
inshallah.
Softly,
inshallah.
Loudly,
inshallah.
MashaAllah. Subhanallah. May Allah accept. Sitting in a masjid, beautiful time. Kabuliyat ka
Allah Ta'ala kabul kar le hamari inshaAllah ko, niyat kar lo Allah par. Agar nabi baithe to aapki irade ka sawab to mil gaya, even though you didn't sit, but still you got the reward of making intention. Making intention, subhanAllah. For next year, from now till there, you're getting reward. Make intention. I'm going to sit. How like Attica people, the moment they enter in the masjid, now they're living Maghrib time. They were like Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi farmate, Mu'takif, jab masjid mein daakil hota hai, aur jab nikalta hai, goya ke pure 10 din, namaz ki halat mein hai. It's like in the state of namaz. So, unke liye bhi dua kare, khas karke hamare, phir bar bar main kehta hoon ji. Khuda bhi Allah ka kehna Farsi lafz hai. And Allah, but best ye hai ki Allah hafiz kehna chahiye. Allah ka naam, Allah ne pure Quran mein hazaron martaba bayan kiya hai. Quran ka jo lafz hai, Allah hafiz kehke nikalna chahiye. Yahan tak ki maine apne ustad se suna ki hum bachcho ko school drop karne jate hain. To jab ye gaari se nikalta hai, to pehle uske sath salam karo. اور اس کو کہو اللہ حافظ گھر سے نکلو ان کو دعا پڑھاؤ بسم اللہ ہی توکلتو علی اللہ ولا حول ولا قوت الا باللہ guaranteed Allah says he have taken the qasam until you come back nothing will happen to you and then tell him to make salam when you enter in the house make salam when you come out make salam when you enter in the house make salam. The shaitan is going to say outside, I have no place to eat in this house. I have no place to sleep in this house. I have no place to drink in this house. Make salam and enter in the house. When you leave house, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ghar walon se kaha, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Main ja raha hoon. So, salam, jaate huye bhi karo, aate huye bhi karo. Shaitan ko apne ghar mein jagah na do. Don't give place to shaitan in our house to enter. Once you make salam, Allah will protect your house also. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Open the door, make salam. The shaitan is telling other shaitans, bhai, this person blocked me. I can't. How we block people's phone number? Kaise block kar dete na? Phone number bhi block. Similarly, we blocking the shaitan to enter in the house. Hum block kar rahe shaitan ko ghar mein daakil hone se. Isliye hamein block karna chahiye. Warna shaitan will come with us. And on the same night, if we do intercourse with husband and wife, we didn't read dua bismillah. So already shaitan entered. MashaAllah, nicely he ate food in our house. He drank water, juice. Understand? Now, the time you don't say intercourse time, hadith of Bukhari Sharif. Bismillah, Allahumma jannibna shaitan, wa jannibi shaitan ma razaqtana. The husband didn't say, then shaitan also do intercourse. No intercourse, zina. On that night, if she fall pregnant, the child is like a shaitani child. Isme shaitan ki milavat hai. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne hame har moment, har ghari, har waqt, سنتیں سکھائی ہے حضرت جی مولانا الیاس صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ کی بات فنیش نہ کہہ دیتا ہوں فرمایا ساری سنتوں پر عمل کرنا مشکل ہے لیکن جو بھی کام کرو وہ سنت کے مطابق کرو it is difficult for the person to practice on entire sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam but whatever you practice whatever you do you must do it according to sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam Allah ne amal ki taufeeq ata farmaye ya rahmanur rahim ya hazrat wala mufti sahab dua farma de tashreef le aaye aao ya
amin
يا اكرم الاكرمين يا ارحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا حنان ويا منان يا ديان ويا سلطان اللهم صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم اے اللہ ہمارا بیٹھنا اور سننا قبول فرما اللہ ہمارا بیٹھنا اور سننا قبول فرما اے اللہ پورا مہینہ عصر کے بعد بیٹھ کر سنتے رہے اے الہ العالمین تو قبول فرما تیرے پیارے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا ان پر اے اللہ دنیا کے درختوں کے پتوں سے کہیں زیادہ ملینوں زیادہ دنیا کے اندر ستاروں سے ملینوں زیادہ دنیا کے اندر میں جتنے ذرے ذرے ہیں اس سے بلینوں ٹریلینوں اللہ جس کی کوئی عین نہیں اس سے زیادہ ہم سب کی طرف سے صلاۃ و سلام پیش فرما. اے اللہ ہماری سب کی طرف سے صلاۃ و سلام پیش فرما. الہ العالمین ہمارے درود کو قبول فرما. جن کی پیاری پیاری سنتیں ہم پورا مہینہ سنتے رہے, تفسیر سنتے رہے, پیاری پیاری باتیں سنتے رہے, ان کی پیاری زبان سے نکلی ہوئی باتیں ہم سنتے رہے. اللہ ہم نے ان کو دیکھا تو نہیں ہے لیکن ان کی باتیں ہمارے سامنے ہیں. اے اللہ تجھے ان کا واسطہ, محبوب کا واسطہ, محبوب کی باتوں کا واسطہ, ہم سب کے سننے کا واسطہ. اے اللہ تجھے اپنے محبوب سے بڑی محبت ہے, ان کی باتوں سے بھی بڑی محبت ہے, اور میرا محبوب کوئی بات نہیں کہتا. وما ینطق عن الہوا ان ہو الا وحی یوحا, تیری ہی باتیں ہیں. اے میرے اللہ ان پیاری باتیں اور سنتوں کے صدقے آج ہم سب کی, ہماری اعلی اولاد کی, ہمارے ماں باپ کی مغفرت فرما دے. آمین. مغفرت فرما دے. آمین. کیا معلوم آئندہ رمضان کا مہینہ ملا نہ ملا, ہمیں اللہ عافیت والی زندگی نصیب کر دے. آمین. اللہ لمبی زندگی عافیت کے ساتھ دینا. آمین. کہ ہم خوب تیرے اعمال کرتے رہے. آمین. خوب تیرا اعمال کرتے رہے. اللہ لمبی زندگی اعمال صالحہ والی دینا. آمین. اے اللہ گناہ والی نہیں, اعمال صالحہ والی دینا. اللہ العالمین ہم تیری عبادت کرتے رہے, ہم تیرے سامنے جھکتے رہے. اے اللہ پورا مہینہ جو روزے رکھے ہیں, عبادت کیے, سب کو قبول فرما. جنہوں نے جس لائن سے مسجد کی اور مسجد کے بلونگس جو بھی چیز ہے ان کی خدمت کی ہے, چاہے وہ کار پاک ہو, چاہے وضو خانہ صاف کیا ہو, چاہے ٹوائلٹ کو صاف کیا ہو, چاہے حاجیوں, چاہے یہ روزے داروں کے لیے پانی کا بندوبست کیا ہو, کھجور کا بندوبست کیا ہو, یا کھانے کا, کھلانے کا, بنانے کا, یا اسی طرح مسجد میں صفائی. ہمارے ماشاءاللہ ایک دو ساتھی ہے جو مسجد میں ہر جمعہ ہوور کرتے ہیں, مسجد کی صفائی رکھتے ہیں. اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ بعض کو ہم دیکھتے ہیں, بعض کو ہم نہیں دیکھتے, لیکن جنہوں نے جس لائن سے تیرے گھر کی اور گھر کے لیے جو بلونگز جو بھی ہے اس کی مدد کی ہے, اللہ سب کو قبول فرما. آمین. سب کو تیری شان شان بدلا نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہمیں دعا میں خوشی اور خضوع نصیب فرما. یا اللہ دعاؤں میں خوشی اور خضوع نصیب فرما. غفلت سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ تیری طرف توجہ ہو, ایسی دعائیں کرنے کی ہمیں توفیق نصیب فرما. ہمارا دل بھی تیری طرف, ہمارا ہاتھ بھی تیری طرف, ہماری زبان بھی تیری طرف, اور ہماری توجہ بھی تیری طرف, ایسی دعائیں مانگنے والوں میں سے بنا دے. یا اکرم الاکرمین, یا اللہ دعا بھی تو عبادت ہے. تیرے نبی نے فرمایا, اللہ تیرے, تو نے قرآن میں کہا, الہ العالمین الہ العالمین ان الذین استکبرون عن عبادتی ان دعوتی, عبادت ہے اللہ تو ہمیں دعاؤں میں خشوع اور خضوع نصیب فرما. گر گرا کر, رو رو کر دعاؤں کی توفیق نصیب فرما. تیرے حبیب نے دعائیں کیجیے, اللہ رونے والی آنکھیں نصیب فرما. اللہ ہمیں بھی رونے والی آنکھیں نصیب فرما. یا اللہ یا رحمان, ہماری ماں اور بہنوں نے اپنے یہاں پر کتنے محنت کر کے کھانا پکایا اور بھیجا, اللہ ان سب کو جزائے خیر عطا فرما. رمضان کا پورا اے اللہ ان کو ثواب نصیب فرما. ان کے روزوں کو, ان کی عبادتوں, ان کی چیریٹی کو, اور ان کی زکات صدقات سب کو قبول فرما. اے اللہ ان کو صحت کاملہ عاجلہ نصیب فرما. اے اللہ جتنی ماں اور بہنوں نے کہلوایا ہے, جو نہیں بھی کہلوایا ہے, سارے سب کی مغفرت فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے اساتذہ اور مشائخ کی مغفرت فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے دوست احباب متعلقین, ہم سے محبت رکھنے والوں کی مغفرت فرما, ہم پر احسان کرنے والوں کی مغفرت فرما, زندوں کی مغفرت فرما, مردوں کی مغفرت فرما. اے اللہ آج کی رات میں اللہ ہم سب کو, اے اللہ لیلۃ الجائزہ ہے, اے اللہ ہم سب کو بہتر سے بہتر ریوارڈ, اور وہ ہے یا اللہ سب کی مغفرت فرما. آمین. سب کی مغفرت فرما. آمین. اور دوسرا ثواب, تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا. آمین. تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا. آمین. اور اپنے اولیاء کاملین میں شامل فرما لے. اللہ صدیقین کی انتہا تک پہنچا دے. آمین. ہم سب کو قبول فرما. آمین. ہماری اولادوں کو ہماری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا, قرۃ عین بنا, عالم کامل بنا, الہ العالمین الحافظ قرآن بنا. اے اللہ عالم قرآن بنا, عاشق قرآن بنا, دائی قرآن بنا, بیماروں کو شفا عطا فرما, پریشان حالوں کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. یا اللہ اپنے فضل و کرم سے, رحم و کرم سے ہماری دعاؤں کو اپنے نبی کے صدقے اور مخلصین کی آمین کے ساتھ ملا کر ہماری دعا کو قبول فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی سیدنا محمد وآلہ وسلم. آمین.